Welcome back, everybody, to explore the Megillah. We are now in chapter 3. We're going to verse 9, Pasuk Tes. And here Haman is coming to Ahasuerus, and he's asking him for permission to basically annihilate the Jewish people. And the Pasuk reads, Imala melech tov, if it's good unto the king, yikosiv la'avdom, you should write a decree to annihilate them. Va'aseres alofim kikar kesef eshkoil, and I will give 10,000 weight of silver, I will weigh out to the king. In other words, Haman is promising to pay Ahasuerus 10,000 weights of silver. What's the significance of that? So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey says, Omer Resh Lakish says, Goli v'yadua lifnei mi sha'omar v'hoyo ha'olam. It was revealed before the one who said and the world came to be. In other words, it was revealed in front of Hashem. Sh'osid Haman lishkel shkolim. That Haman was going to give money, give shkolim, al Yisrael, about the Jewish people, to pay Ahasuerus, to kill them. Therefore, lefichach hiktim shikleim lishkolov, therefore Hashem gave us a mitzvah to do with shkolim before his shkolim. What is this mitzvah? The mitzvah of machtzis ha-shekel. There was a mitzvah to give half a shekel every year to pay for the communal sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. And they would actually do that be'echad ba'adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would start announcing that everyone should start giving their shkolim, their machtzis ha-shekel. So what Hashem is saying, there's no way you're going to end up destroying the Jewish people because their shkolim, their machtzis ha-shekel, came before your money that you are giving to Ahasuerus. The question we have to understand is, what exactly is the significance of this idea that our machtzis ha-shekel comes to stop Haman from carrying out his evil plans? What exactly is the connection? So in one commentary it explains that there's a medrash which says that Hashem told the brothers of Yosef. So we know the brothers of Yosef, they sold Yosef into slavery. And then it says they sat down to eat and drink. So Hashem says, if you did that to your brother, so too I will do to you. And that's what it says. After Haman made this decree together with Ahasuerus, in other words, sold out the Jewish people, it says, Va'amelech va'Haman yoshv lishtois, the king and Haman sat down to drink. And that was almost like a retribution, it was a punishment for what the other tribes, the other brothers, had done to Yosef. So in other words, this decree of annihilation of the Jewish people was actually the time when Hashem is choosing to punish the Jewish people for that sin of selling Yosef into slavery. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says that Rish Lakish says that the reason for Machtzis HaShekel is to atone for that sin of the brothers selling Yosef into slavery. Because it says they sold him for 20 silver coins and each one of them got a coin. And therefore, in order to atone for that, we also give a coin, we give this half a shekel. So it comes out that this mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel is to atone for the sin that this decree of Haman is coming as a punishment for. And that's the pshat that Hashem tells Haman. You think you're going to get the Jewish people? You think you're going to be able to punish them? It's not true. Because I already gave them the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel, which is an atonement for this sin that you want to punish them for. And therefore, your evil plans will not actually be able to be carried out. In another sefer called Bina Le'itim, it explains that the reason for Machtzis HaShekel is a very famous idea. We know that Machtzis HaShekel, everyone had to give exactly half. The poor couldn't give less, the rich couldn't give more. And the reason is because it's trying to impress upon every single Jew that we are only half. We should never think that we are complete on our own. We should never think that we don't need anyone else. Every Jew needs another Jew. In order to be complete, you need your other half. In other words, it's the idea of unity. The idea of the Jewish people feeling as one. And therefore, as we explained in the past, explore the Megillah audios, we've explained that one of the ideas that Haman came to tell Ahasuerus, and on a deeper level, that Haman came to tell Hashem, is that it's Am Echad Mefuzor Mefura Beino Amim. Like we explained yesterday, Haman was saying, the secret to the survival of the Jewish people is their Achdus, is their unity. And right now they're not united. Mefuzor Mefura Beino Amim, they're spread out, again, not only geographically, but also in their hearts, they're spread out. And therefore, we can annihilate them. The secret of their survival is not there anymore. They're the key, the essence of who they are, is not there. Comes Hashem and says, you may be right that right now they're not united, but you should just know that I already gave them a remedy for this. The remedy is the message of Machtzis HaShekel. The Jewish people will do the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel that will impress upon them this idea of unity, this idea of Achdus Yisrael and Avas Yisrael, and that will fix up your decree. That will refute your decree. That will fix up their sin of being not united and make them united again. And therefore, since I already gave them this mitzvah of Machdus HaShekel, what you've just spent Haman, your shkolim on, will never actually happen, because the Jewish people will take that message to heart from the Machdus HaShekel. They will be united, and therefore they will be able to be saved. Have a wonderful day.